Self-determination is such an important skill to build through the transition planning process, even just from the point of setting post-school goals. Those goals should be based on the student's desires. And in order for the student to be meaningfully involved in stating those goals, they have to be aware of themselves. They have to have that self-awareness of their skills, their interests, as well as their support needs. So that's something that can really be worked on as part of the transition process. But students also need to know what is available. They need to know what adult life could look like. So they need to be presented with a range of options. Many times, we don't talk to all students about college. We don't talk to all students about certain kinds of jobs. We put them into boxes and we limit the options that we present to them. And so students really do need to have opportunities to learn about the full range of careers and what it takes to pursue those careers so that they can make informed choices about their post-school goals. And then throughout the transition planning process, those self-determination skills need to be worked on consistently because once they become an adult, there's no more requirement that their college or their employer seek them out to see if they are a person with a disability who needs accommodations. The individual themselves has to go and request accommodations to their college, to their employer. And so that means we need to talk to them about their disability and we need to talk to them about the supports that we've been providing them in school to help them be successful. And many times that's not something that's discussed. It's kept a secret a little bit, but that really does them a disservice once they reach adult life and they have to go out and advocate for themselves. So making sure students can talk about their disability, both in terms of the strengths that disability brings and the support they need, is really important. And then helping them understand the accommodations that are being provided so that they themselves can have that self-awareness of what it takes for them to be successful. Self-advocacy becomes much more important as an adult, where it's really on that individual to request the accommodations and supports that they need. And so that transition planning process is where we can build those skills and build the confidence of that individual as they work towards adult life.